Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Freedom Talk Show with Veronica. My name is Veronica Blay. Today on the show, I am joined by Dr. Herb Sennett, a PhD doctor. He's an author, a novelist, a speaker, a retired college professor, and a retired Army Reserve chaplain. Dr. Herb, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, young lady?
I am doing well. I am so excited to have you join me today on the show, Dr. Herb. You have done so many things, so much incredible things, and it is truly an honor to have you on the show today.
I am honored to be here, let me tell you.
So I want to start this interview with a quote on your website. You said, "I believe that strength to live your life the way you wish comes from a deep faith that you were put here for a reason." Can you tell me a little bit about that quote?
I think that has been my firm foundation for everything I've done. And I say, for me personally, it's a faith in my God who has put me here for a reason. My dad taught me that. My mother taught me that. My grandparents on both sides taught me that. And I ended up having to do something. and along the way, I had a little difficulty trying to figure out what was it I was supposed to do. So I've done a lot of different things. But I feel that when someone truly believes that they have a specific purpose for being here, then they go. I mean, they become a success. Now, they might not become popular, they might not become well-known or anything like that, but toward the end of their lives, they know that their life has been worthwhile. And they feel that accomplishment. As I've tell people, I have now... by the way, I'm a big football fan. Not soccer, but American football.
American football.
I have a lot of favorite teams. I just love football in general. I tell people I have just finished the third quarter, and now I'm into the fourth quarter of my life. And in any good football game, the most exciting quarter is usually the fourth quarter.
Oh, wow. So, well, it's good to know. I know nothing about football, so it's good to learn.
I'm telling you, I look upon my life as exciting. I wake up each morning ready to face whatever is coming. I even have plans, things that I try to do. And I've been looking forward all day, most of the day today, although it's a bit early out where you are.
It is 11 a.m.
Yes. And so it's 2 in the afternoon for me, and I am enjoying the rest of my day, but I've been looking forward to talking to you on this program.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us again, like I said earlier. So tell me, on your journey of life, what has been some of the most painful experiences you've had?
Oh.
Give me one or two, if you can.
Okay. Probably the most painful was when I had to have my daughter put into an institutional program because of fear that she was into drugs and alcohol. She was barely 17.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Broke my heart. However, that young lady, she hated going through it, but when she came out, she got her life together. She is now a lawyer in a large law firm here in West Palm Beach, Florida. She has given me an absolutely amazing grandson that I could not be more proud of. And I have a son who is probably the born genius when it comes to sales. Wow. I think he and his wife, they could sell anything, and they're very popular on the online. They have a big online business that they run, and I'm just, I could not be more proud. The second painful, the second most painful, but it was my first most painful for many years there, was when I got on the airplane, just before I got on the airplane in 1969, it was in March of 1969 in Memphis, Tennessee, and I kissed my new bride goodbye as I headed off to Vietnam as an infantry second lieutenant, which they said the lifespan of an infantry second lieutenant was about this long over in Vietnam. But when I kissed her goodbye, I knew that I would probably never see her again. And that just stuck with me. However, when we got together for R&R in Hawaii, and I kissed her goodbye then to go back to Vietnam, I knew in my heart I was going to get back to see her again. That was things had changed. It was just the circumstances were very different, and I knew what I was doing. I didn't know what I was facing the first time. And so those were some pretty heart-wrenching things that I went through, which have helped me to become a stronger human being. My whole philosophy, and I share this with everybody I can tell, that life is not about what happens in your life. It's all about how you personally respond to what happens in your life. That's what makes your life either good or destructive. How do you see what happened to you? And when I went to Vietnam, it was awful. It was terrible, but I knew my job and I did it, and I learned my lessons, and I missed out on being killed several times, mainly because I let my training take control, and I tried not to do stupid things. So, but that's what it's all about. That's what life is all about. It is okay. The most horrible thing can happen to me, but it's not, it's how I respond to that.
How you respond.
That's what's so important. And I've had a positive attitude about life for a long, long time. I see life as a blessing. Hey, I only got one chance to go around. I'm going to have fun doing it.
Well, I must say, it's been so positive and so refreshing speaking with you. You are one of the happiest people I've ever met. Your happiness is very contagious. To the people out there who have a hard time dealing with pain and overcoming what they've endured, how can they move past the pain and understand? Because everyone is different and everyone handles pain very differently. Mm-hmm. You know, I lost my father a few years ago, and it took me a very long time to come to terms with, oh, he's in a better place. He's no longer in pain. So how can the people out there overcome pain?
Oh, I'm the worst one to ask because I'm a big baby when it comes to physical pain. I don't know why, but but it seems to me most of the pain that people have the most difficulty with is emotional pain, like the loss of a father. I lost my father when I was 30. I think I just turned 33, and my dad passed away. I had two small children. My daughter barely remembers him. My son, he was just way, way too young. And when I needed my father the most, he passed on. It took me a while to get over that as well. However, I did recognize, look at what I have around me. I have an adorable, wonderful wife who is an incredible mother. I have two children depending upon me. So I just focused. I got back to work. I have fond memories. I have a few bad memories. I will have to tell you, I decided to go through some counseling with a counselor because I was having some difficulties emotionally dealing with things going on. And he helped me to see where that was tied to my upbringing, my early childhood. He helped me to walk through those issues. And I came out a happier person. And it's, please understand, it's realizing that what is going on inside my head is the result of, like right now, this is the result of 75 years of life and learning a lot. At 30, I was unable to handle the things the way I can now. Mm. I've recently been at the funerals of several close family members. And you know, dealing with that is rough, but I can deal with it now so much better than I could have dealt with it when I was 25. Mm-hmm. See, and so the older you get, the more mature you become. But even at 33, I realized I wish I had my dad. I don't have my dad. What do I have around me? Who do I have around me? Let me now concentrate on those people. That's what life is all about, is realizing what do I have? Because that's important right now. What I had was important then. Mm-hmm. The memories are there. Those are important. My dad still lives within me in that way. And of course, I'm being a Christian, I believe that one day I'm going to see him again. But yes. You know what? Even if I'm wrong, I'm enjoying life.
Time heals all wounds.
Well, not completely.
Not completely. Wow.
Not completely. But you learn to walk with the pain, and you learn that the pain makes you who you are. Mm. That pain, and then the dealing and holding on to that pain reminds you of what you've been through. Mm. Wow. So that I don't get complicated, I don't get confused, I keep my focus on where I have been and where I'm going. But
that's beautiful.
But I enjoy right now more than anything.
Wow. Well, thank you, Dr. Herb. So you've written 3 books or more.
I've written a couple of books for academics.
Academics, okay. As you used to be a professor.
Yes, I'm a retired professor. So, you know, you have to write. I've got a lot of journal articles I've written and things like that. However, toward the end of my teaching career, I started writing other things. And okay. I have 3 novels. Those 3 novels, I have 2 mystery novels and I have a historical novel. But right now I've got a book that will be coming out in the fall, which based on what you and I have just been talking about.
Beautiful.
And I call it Take a Chance on Being Happy.
Mm. I love that title.
And I don't take that topic of happiness the way so many others. I've read a lot of the books that are published today on happiness. And there are some good ones out there and they've got some good ideas. But I have a very different approach to it. And so I explain happiness from the standpoint of just a person living their life, finding purpose in life, setting goals in life, but also theology of happiness. That is, if you are a God-fearing person, a God-believing person, there's so much more that can help you in understanding all of that, and a philosophy of life. And then I spend about a third of the book offering some suggestions, because I ask the question, the age-old question, which came first, the chicken or the egg? a scientist would say the chicken, but a philosopher said no, the egg. You know, just but there's they're just it depends on which way you look at it. And what I'm saying is, you become, you decide to be happy, and then you start acting like a happy person. Mm. Or you start acting like a happy person, and then discover you actually are happy.
Mm. Is that what you did?
So, yes, that's what I did. Is I just enjoyed life. I went through the tough times. I struggled with things. There were a couple of times when I thought my marriage was not going to work. There were times when I should have kept my mouth shut instead of saying some of the things. You know, I've made mistakes, but I've learned from those mistakes. And that's what it's all about, is don't live in the past. Get out of your head and start enjoying what's right around you. That's what it's all about.
Wow. So where can people purchase your books when it comes, especially the one coming out, taking a chance and being happy?
Yes.
Where can people purchase your books?
Right now, it's still in the final editing stages.
Okay.
So I can't tell you exactly, but I'm sure it'll be available on pretty much all of the standard platforms and everything else. I'd ask people to just kind of keep touch with me on my website is herbsennett.com, herbsennett.com. Mm-hmm. And then also lovinglifefully.com.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's my platform for my joyful happiness. You want a dose of optimism, go to that website. That's what that's all about, is just, hey, things to think about other than the bad things that are going on. I look at the burnings over the past few days,
yes,
a few nights around the country, breaks my heart, because we have come through such a dark period and we're coming out of it. The last thing we need to do is to focus on a policeman who stupidly did something.
Mm-hmm.
Let the Justice Department take care of it, and they will.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned to trust the Justice Department in each state, in the country as a whole, and in each municipality. That mm-hmm. overall, we have the best justice system anywhere. Mm-hmm. They say, if you want to commit a crime, the best place to do it is here in the United States. There are plenty of places where you would not be treated very well.
Why do you think what is happening is happening? Why do you think that the pain that people endured years ago when it comes to the pain of slavery, is being depicted in a different light today?
Well, I like to think that that's a part of the past. That is not the present.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's, unless someone has come here from another part of the world, there's nobody that has been raised in the United States. I mean, born and raised, their family has been here for several generations. There has been no slavery in the United States. Now, that doesn't mean there isn't slavery. There is in other parts of the world, but not here. And, you know, I'm talking here again. I'm a white man talking about a subject that's supposed to be reserved only for Black Americans. And I'm saying, isn't it time that we all just became Americans? Recognize the past is the past. Yes, but we can still work on overcoming some of the problems. That is segregation still out there? Absolutely. I'm not going to deny that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it happens, deal with it. Let's take care of it. Hopefully the police and the justice system will handle those people. That police officer was just as wrong. And by the way, the couple of other police officers that were right there around him, they were wrong in not doing anything. They should have stepped up. Absolutely. But they, from what I understand, they are now in custody.
Yes, I heard that there was an investigation going on.
All those. So now it's time for us to back down and just say, okay, let's make sure, let's keep an eye on things. Let's make sure that the justice system works in America. And it works for 98% of Americans, which is pretty good when you think about a lot of other places in the world. So it saddens me, but I'm not going to be discouraged. Things are going to work out. We are going to get through this just like we've gotten through the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Keep thinking positive. That's what life is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Find something to laugh about. Find something to celebrate. Find something joyful to do.
Mm.
And concentrate on those things, not on the negative. But sadly, and one man's opinion, I'm afraid we mix too much partisan politics when it comes to the media.
Yes.
And that's a sad state of affairs. The media is supposed to be our watchdogs for us.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is now they seem to be more interested in causing problems for certain people rather than finding solutions or just simply reporting the news.
Mm-hmm.
That's anyway, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, it does help to being able to see the light in the midst of everything that is going on. Because it is a pretty heavy time.
Oh, yes.
So heavy. And so if you are dealing with something in your personal life and then having to deal with what is happening in the media, then you ask yourself, is the world coming to an end or where do we go from here? So I'm glad you have your book coming out on happiness, because we all need a little bit of happiness in our lives.
I think so too. Yes, ma'am. I agree with you. And it's a choice. In a sense, in a real, very real, deep down sense, it's a choice. Because some people concentrate on the negative.
Mm-hmm.
But that's their choice. They choose to do that. Now, whether they said, okay, I've decided to be negative, or they just were raised that way. But once you realize, wait a minute, I can choose to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You can move away from the negativity and find the joy in life, find the happiness and joy, find the good things in life.
Mm.
The bad is going to come. I don't want to rush it.
Exactly. So is there anything else you can tell our listeners and our viewers?
Oh.
Any advice you can give to anyone?
I'll tell you, don't let anybody convince you you can't do what you are dreaming to do.
Mm.
Find that dream and then go for it. That's what life is all about. When I was in high school, my guidance counselor in the my senior year, I told her, I said, I want to help with filling out application form for college. And she laughed. And she said, oh, Herbert, you're not college material. You'll never make it. You better just join the Navy, maybe. And I grew up, by the way, in Norfolk, Virginia, big Navy town. So that's why she said, join the Navy, learn a career, be able to support yourself. You're just not going to make it through college. Well, 6 college degrees later.
That is a testimony. Wow.
I know. I found out I really did enjoy going to school, but I enjoyed learning more than anything else. And so I ran 2 careers. On one side, I was a college professor, hold a PhD from Louisiana State University. But on the other side, I was a minister, as a chaplain in the Army Reserves. I have a doctor of ministry degree from the Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. I really kind of tied the two together and pursued those careers. I always dreamed of having a doctorate and never dreamed I'd have two.
Indeed, a testimony.
To me, it's that whole thing of I had a dream. I had the vision of what I wanted to do and what I wanted to accomplish in the world. And I went for it. I didn't let anybody deter me from my dream and from my goals. You set your goals and then go for it. That's to me, that's what it's all about. That's what life is all about. Don't be deterred. Don't let people influence you to the negative. Stay positive. Keep your goals and your dreams out there in front of you. I hope that's a good positive word.
That has been a very positive words and very beautiful interview. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Herb. To anyone listening to us and watching us, please, if you want to know more on Dr. Herb, you can just look him up. Just Google Herbert Sennett. Dr. Herb, can you repeat your website one more time?
Yes, it's herbsennett.com.
Okay, and I will leave his website in the subscription below. And please love and like and subscribe to my channel. And I will send you more information that I've heard. Anyone who wants to read his books that he has written, his novels, I will send you more information on his novels as well. Again, Dr. Herb, thank you so much for joining me today. It has been the joy of my life.
This has been a pleasure for me as well. God bless you, hon.
God bless you too. And I hope to have you back soon and we will talk more. Before I interviewed you, I was thinking of speaking on the subject of forgiveness. And I said, okay, let me talk on his life journey and what he's done so far. And next time, if he's willing to come back, then we can tackle the subject of forgiveness and why it's so difficult for people to let go and to forgive.
I can't believe, because you see, that's the second book in this series. Next year, it will be Take a Chance on Forgiveness.
Wow.
So there's this whole series that I've plotted out. As I said, the fourth quarter of my life. Mm. I got a lot of them to write now.
I look forward to reading it.
I've already started outlining and putting my ideas together on that one, but right now I've still got to get this one published. So
it will work out.
Oh, absolutely. Veronica, I have had so much fun today. Thank you.
Sir.
Thank you for calling. And let me tell you, all you have to do, just email me and say,
yes,
Herb, I want you on at such and such a time. I guarantee you, if I've got something else scheduled, I may just shift stuff around so I can be with you. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Herb.
Oh, you have blessed me today, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Take care.